Previously on Perception Check, the Coalition of Light have found the location of the first crystal to revive Risen Vale. When they reached their destination, a massive Elder Dream Eater appeared. Oyarsa laid her hand on Geralt's shoulder and asked what he wanted to do, and they chose to fight. Thousands of creatures descended on them, leading to injuries, including Erebus losing an arm, but one very good spell has seemingly killed the Elder, possibly taking them one step closer to escaping the Plane of the Gods. Until the Elder woke and stabbed Oyarsa with its tail.
She lifts up her sword and cuts down at the tail, and the tail zips up and impales her through the chest. It pulls back out, and she goes, "I didn't see that coming," and falls to the ground.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, I catch her, and...
No!
The creature starts to stand.
I cast heal on Oyarsa with essence.
Oyarsa.
As that happened, the creature turns its head and takes its hand and crushes River.
Okay, well, I do, fucking something's magic goddamn temple thing.
Gonna need a little more detail.
I can't remember what it's called.
I need some more detail.
Are you talking about Lehman's Tiny Hut?
Little magic temple thing.
Lehman's Tiny Hut.
On?
Us.
So
above us.
This casts something.
It's basically a sphere that is above us, that blocks anything from coming in. So nothing can pass through this barrier.
Okay.
You're underneath.
Until, I believe, you can try to do something about...
So, this hut, is it like it's like a physical thing? Or
it's like
kind
a
of
barrier,
like
a shield. Like, think like Halo. Like.
Okay.
We're talking like a shield that if it tries to crush down on us, it cannot do that.
Okay.
Because it can't enter.
Okay. Is this a full circle?
It's a full circle.
Or is it just kind of like a...
It says 10-foot radius immobile dome. Oh. That's what it says.
I knew I shouldn't come over here.
Okay. So as this is happening, you cast this dome around yourself and you see...
I'm just trying to protect us as quick as I possibly can.
The Elder kind of gets up and roars and puts its two front legs on top of it, but like you said, it can't push down on it, but it's trying to get in. And all of the other creatures are running in up to the dome and they're scratching on it. And then they're kind of like looking around, and then one of the big ones kind of looks and like punches it. One of the adults, and then it kind of like looks at the ground, and then it starts punching the ground and chipping it away.
Okay,
I
cast
slow. And the
other
ones start digging. Okay, so you cast slow on
the area.
Outside.
This is you alter time around up to 6 creatures of your choice in a 40-foot cube within range. Each target must succeed on a Wisdom saving throw or be affected by the spell for the duration.
Okay.
So here's my idea: it affects up to 6 creatures. I'm thinking that in this area, it slows down our time, not their time, so we can figure out something to do.
Okay.
Does that make
sense? Yeah. No.
Okay.
I'm not in that. I'm up in the air. Way the fuck
yeah, I forgot you were flying, weren't you?
That's true.
So, whenever you're ready, I have something that I would like to
do. What would you like to do?
So, I'm going to cut my hand and wipe it across my chest.
Okay.
And cast Death Ward on myself, and then I'm going to. What symbol is on it?
Symbol is on what?
On the Elder.
We never saw a symbol on the Elder.
You
isn't it big enough we can
you,
see?
Yeah, you look and you go around. No symbol on the Elder.
Oh, okay.
You were never close enough to deduce that, but.
Now we know.
Since you're flying up above, you can see that now.
I think I got close enough, Corey.
Yeah, well, that's true. But you didn't say you were looking for that.
I am going to grab my Martyr's Amulet and squeeze it to 20.
Okay.
So that would be a lot.
Yeah.
70?
Sure.
Okay. And then I'm going to take my sword like this.
Again, real quick, Martyr's Amulet is a birthday gift Erebus got.
Yes.
He is able to trade in...
10 hit points for 5 damage.
For 5 damage. So what, however many hit points he gives up, he can convert that to half of that number to damage.
Yeah. So I'm giving up 130 hit points.
Okay.
So whatever that math is, because I can't think about that right now.
Yep.
65.
Yeah.
There we go.
I was going to say, that's pretty easy math.
Yeah. I don't know. So I'm going to grab my sword and put it in front of me and then pull my wings back in and just fall on it.
All right. On the elder? Right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And I'm also going to light fire on my sword just because.
Okay. You drop down and you... cut into it, like right in the lower base back of the neck.
Okay.
And it shrieks. Yep. And it starts falling. And as it starts falling, the tail comes up behind it and impales you, Erebus.
Okay.
And that's going to kill you. It does kill you. And you kind of realize that this magic that you use kind of isn't working for some reason at this point.
Like right before you die.
It's as you're kind of taking your last breath, you're kind of like, I don't know why that didn't work. And the whole thing falls over. And the elder is dead. So okay. You killed it.
Hooray!
But...
and I died.
Oyarsa and River are dead. And Erebus is
dead. No, she's not dead.
She's just crushed just under its foot.
We didn't describe the damage. Is she dead?
There was a good splat.
Okay.
Also, I did that with one arm and one like baby
so
arm.
Now, so now
it's back.
So now Topher and Geralt are alive inside of the
circle. And Oyarsa.
Oyarsa got impaled.
She got impaled first thing.
Yeah.
We still have all these creatures around us.
You are in the dome with.
It's me and Topher in the dome with it. No one else. Okay. Did we see the crystal? Is there a crystal?
You don't see the crystal at the moment.
Okay. Here's what's up. So I say because we're in slow time, Topher and I can kind of have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to figure out what to do next.
Okay.
I know.
Okay. Erebus just killed a monster and River got stomped. I mean, my mind is fucking blown right now. Oyarsa said that we might be able to die, but she's not sure. And, but she's leaning towards definitely maybe. fucking Jesus Christ. Do you have any plans? I mean, the elder is dead. Do we go try to search it? Do we do some sort of distraction to get the rest of these, creatures off of us in order to be able to do that? Do we stay inside this bubble until they ignore us? I'm seriously at a loss here. I mean, I'm used to being able to research and try to figure out before we go into a situation, and now we're being thrown into a situation
that is way out of our own.
I mean, it's fucking insane, right?
I don't know. I just lost, you know, half my family at least. I don't know what to do or what to think. I'm thinking Topher would want to protect their bodies.
You are all in slow, right? So you can kind of see outside.
Things outside are moving in normal time.
Yes, and you can see them kind of like going down into these tunnels they're digging, and you can kind of feel the ground underneath you start to like slowly move. So it's like they're burrowing down and coming up into the dome, but they're also hitting that slow spell. So it's slowly coming through.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to bias slightly more time by casting Pass Wall. I'm not going to fucking explain it. I basically create another barrier on the bottom of the floor.
Okay.
They cannot pass through that.
Okay.
Absolutely. There's just no way. They have to have like a secret code and shit. They can't do it.
Okay. So it's a Pass Wall. As you are casting that... is it like an actual physical thing?
Yeah, it's like a barrier.
Yeah.
Is this the right spell?
That's similar to the smaller drawings to do with Hogwarts.
Let me just make sure this is the right one.
Okay.
play video game.
Nope, this is not the right. That's not the right spell. It's called something different.
Yeah,
Hold on. Hold on. It's a fucking magical barrier shit. I can't remember what it's called.
No, it's okay. Using essence, you're able to make this thing work because this is what's going to happen. It's going to be really, really cool. As you turn and you are like doing this spell to the ground. Underneath Topher, the ground kind of sinks in and a claw grabs his foot and starts pulling him down slowly.
Okay.
And then that's when you cast the spell and it goes across the ground and cuts off Topher's leg.
Oh, shit.
Damn it.
I lost an arm. He lost a leg.
Okay. I'm not there to Topher, I'm really sorry, but I'm trying to buy us more time. Topher, I seriously don't know what to do.
Pray.
Topher's...
Oh, you are dead?
Jesus Christ. Topher, I've died once. Like, for real.
For real.
Can Topher...
No, I'm...
Pray
I'm not
and talk
kidding.
To
I'm...
Oyarsa at all?
You can try.
That's what I'm saying. He's trying.
Okay, you're trying. You hear nothing.
Okay, shit.
You can certainly try.
Go ahead and roll Constitution.
Yeah.
You bleed out.
Eight.
Eight? Yeah, you are losing a lot of blood, and Topher is getting kind of, like, pale. As your little dome thing is now filling with quite a bit of Topher's blood.
Great.
And
do something, Carol.
Yeah, okay, thanks. That's helpful.
Do something, Carol.
I can't really help you.
I think Topher's probably going to pass out here pretty soon.
Here's the question, Corey. I feel like this is one of those instances that is unwinnable.
I just said that.
Don't game the game. What would your character do?
Don't gun the gun. Okay. Don't gun the gun.
All right, well, then I don't.
Gun.
I cast Dimensional Door, and I teleport.
Ooh. Okay, where are you going?
I want to go, and we...
You set up that safe zone.
Uh-huh.
Before, in the Plane of Gods. Is that where you go?
Yes.
Okay. You go there. After you go through the portal, you're just leaving Topher?
I can't take him with me.
Okay. You leave Topher. Where
and
at.
I just literally say, I'm
Topher,
sorry, Topher.
Topher gives you a thumbs up.
I don't know what to do. I have to figure this
you
out.
You kiss him
I
on
will,
the forehead. Sorry.
I will bring you all back. I pathicate to everybody, even if they can't hear me. And I say, I swear to God, I'll figure it out. I swear, I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah, we can't hear him.
Okay.
We're all dead.
You go to where you are supposed
voicemail.
To be.
Yeah.
And as the dimension door is closing, you see Topher giving his thumbs up and his arm just drops and he collapses.
Mm-hmm.
So you are now back to the starting point where you're training with Oyarsa.
Right.
What do you do?
Fuck me.
You are Geralt. You are alone.
Right.
Your coalition, your friends,
yeah.
Oyarsa, they are not around you. You are completely and utterly alone. And as of right now, you are...
Really
here's a couple things I want you to consider. Mm-hmm. You are stuck in the Plane of the Gods.
Yeah.
Your guide, Oyarsa, is gone. So
yep.
It's going to be very, very hard to figure out where you need to go to get the crystals. You know the path to the one that was there before.
Yep.
But
I don't know where it is.
You got a general direction because you went on the travels.
Well, what I mean is, I know the direction it is. I know that there's a horde of fucking things there. And mm-hmm. I think it might be in the Elder, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. So I think enough time passes. Just let me know kind of in general what you're wanting to do here.
I think... What are the items that I have on me beside the general things? I have a regular book of lore.
You should.
But I don't have my Malbum.
You have a book of lore and just whatever other items that you had when you were on the plane, just not the Malbum.
Okay. I think for a moment, I kind of pace. I try to figure out, like, okay, I'm here. I got here. I survived. I have to bring my friends back. Like, we've beaten the odds before. Fuck. We've beaten the odds before, but this is much worse.
There are a lot of Ascendant and other gods who have these magical capabilities, but they are currently missing, and there are a couple
right.
searching for them.
So I think the thing that I... do when there's nothing else to do, and even though it hasn't worked in a long, long time, I think he literally just sits down and prays.
Okay. Who's he praying to?
And I think, because Risen's not answering, I talk to Smorgasbord.
Okay.
And I say to Smorgasbord, okay, I don't know if you're there or not. I thought maybe it was you with the portals. I mean, I literally have no idea. I normally am able to research and suss these things out, but I'm just going on a whim here. I'm fucking flying by the seat of my pants. This is not my style. If you are the one helping me, I fucking super need help right now. If you're not the one that's helping me and I'm talking to somebody else, I could also use your help right now. I think all of my friends are dead, and I'm not trying to be cavalier, and I am upset about it, but more, I'm trying to problem solve it, because I feel like there's a way to beat this. And Smorgasbord, if that's you and you figured out a way to beat it, I gotta know.
A purple portal opens in front of me.
Okay. I just walk through it.
Okay, you walk through it and you walk out the other end by the dead elder. And there is still the massive crowd of those creatures, and in an instant, they're gone.
Shit.
And then you're still sitting there with the elder. So what do you do?
Okay, the tail didn't work. Well, first of all, I go, Jesus, fuck, shit, thank you,
hey,
okay.
It's getting really cold.
I see what you're doing. I thought they smelled bad on the outside. Or on the outside, yeah.
Yeah, I got it. So the tail didn't work. I think we're going to have to go for the head, is the only other thing that I can think of. And the only other thing I can think of is the brain. So, I take my little tiny...
Well, my big sword's still jammed in its neck, so...
Right, there we go. Yeah, there I'll just go. Run it straight down and cut the whole fucking thing off.
Whole head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You go to, like, cut it down and cut the head off, mm-hmm. and you kind of, like, puncture through a little bit. It's not quite cutting through that well.
Okay.
And then you feel a hand on your shoulder.
Mm. Oh, shit. Okay, I turn around.
It's Smorgasbord.
No shit!
What?
And motherfucker!
And the sword lights up in fire, and he's like, I think that will probably help you cut through that
better. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! I can't... Fuck! I can't believe you're here. God damn it. Okay, I do it.
And he goes, all right, Garrow, the crystal will probably be inside of its neck. So you're going to have to dig in there a little bit.
I have no problem.
So why don't you roll sleight of hand?
Okay. That's 18 plus, I think it's like 2.
Okay, so you like jam both hands into like the neck hole and you're like squishing around in there and it's super gross. It's all black and tarry.
Yeah.
And you pull out a big chunk of a green crystal. And you can kind of see foggy, like, a piece of something kind of inside of it. So you have the first crystal.
It's Risen's hand, and it's like this.
and Smorgasbord's like, we got a lot to figure out here. First, I think we should probably get your friends back.
Yeah, I mean, see, oh my God. I fucking knew it. I just hug him.
Yeah.
If it'll allow.
He hugs you back, and he, like, puts his hand on your head.
I don't know how you did it.
And he goes, I got tricks.
I'm so... You don't know how glad I am that you're here.
And he goes, yeah, I understand, Geralt. And you know what? I'm going to do everything that I possibly can. And he kind of starts moving towards your fallen friends. And he kind of stops and he goes, Actually, I don't think now's the time. Okay. He kind of looks at you and he's like, I'm really sorry, Geralt. I'll be back.
Okay.
I'm not sure when, but I'll be back. Just keep doing what you're doing. Find the other crystals. I'll be back.
And right, what do I do now, though, with my friends?
A portal opens and he disappears.
Fucking dick.
Smarldor out.
A little tiny portal opens up near him and says, Smarldor out, and then it closes again.
Just his lips poke through.
Smarldor and then out. As that happens, from a distance, crawling through the rocks, you see three infant Dream Eaters. I need you guys to open your cards. And I need all of you to roll initiative. So the part of the three Dream Eaters will be played by Erebus, Topher, and River. Since their characters are dead, they get to participate in another way.
Of this.
No, they're not their actual characters.
We just get to play them.
They just get to play the bad guys.
Get to play something.
Okay, and I am an infant? We're all infants?
You're all infants.
I got 17 on my initiative.
Okay.
You're at 17, too.
17. 11. What's your initiative, Geralt?
Oh, sorry, I wasn't even rolling. It's a nat 20.
Nat 20, holy crap.
Why could I use that during a roll?
Alright, so let's see.
We wasted our nat 20s on initiative rolls.
River, you're going to be weak to lightning. Erebus, you're going to be weak to poison. Topher, you're going to be weak to fire.
Okay.
What did you say they were? Poison?
Lightning
poison,
and fire.
Lightning and fire.
I cast sleep.
Why don't you just bring a bottle?
Sleep? Okay. On all of them?
All of them.
Okay. How do we want to do this? I'm assuming you're using essence.
Yep. Add 0 to the roll.
Wow.
That is 8 plus 6 and 6 and 6 and 8. Holy fuck.
That's a good roll.
Okay, that's a super... That's an extremely good roll.
Yeah.
That's 18 plus 16. Are you right with 34? That's 36, right? Am I wrong?
I think it's 34.
34.
Okay. 34 plus 0.
So 340. You all fall asleep, and after that happens, you see three adults come out of the rocks towards you.
Well, that's rude, Corey.
I like these stats better anyways. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Geralt. All
right. So let's roll initiative again.
Well, he still gets his nat 20, right?
Nah, he can roll again.
Nat 20.
Oh, dang. I got 11. Wait,
I got a fucking 7.
Okay. 6. River, you are weak to lightning. Josh, you are weak to psychic. Erebus, sorry. Topher, you are weak to fire. River, you get to go first.
I stand up on my hind legs and I run toward Geralt and I like hug him but like claw him in the back and try and bite his neck.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. So
what should I roll?
Roll two attacks.
18 plus
Misty Step.
What do I add anything to that? That was an 18.
Misty Step is an actual spell, not a reaction, isn't it?
No, that's a bonus action.
And that has to take place on the turn, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. It's not your turn.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
That's right. Reaction. It's a reaction. Okay, I can only use reaction.
So that was an 18.
Okay.
And an 11.
Total. Are you adding strength to those? Yeah, add strength 18 to those.
18 plus 4, 22, and 11 plus 4, 15.
Okay.
22 and 15. How many...
22 and 15. To attack.
Two different attacks?
Yeah. Yes. One for claws. Yeah, one for claws and one for the bite.
Yeah, they both fucking hit.
Oh, they both hit?
Damn. Don't get mad at me.
Okay. So, Geralt, go ahead and roll 2d20s.
Fuck you.
16. 14.
Okay, so what's that together?
30.
Okay, so you take 30 damage. And then go ahead and roll another 2d20s for the scratch.
Jeez.
15. 3.
3. 18. So 18, and I'm going to need you to roll a wisdom check. Oh, wisdom save.
Not good.
Okay, so you are now frightened of that one.
A blind wizard.
I use my reaction for shield. One of those does not hit.
Okay.
Plus 5 AC.
Okay, what does that put you at?
Puts me at 21.
So okay. The claws don't, so you are not frightened.
Oh, so nice. I'm at 14.
Topher.
Okay.
Yeah, but you didn't hit.
My adult
the last two.
Is going to go straight for his balls.
Right, so I did 30 damage. The last two were the 18.
Geralt, Topher's going for your balls.
Uh-huh.
He's going to try and bite his balls off.
Okay, so a biting attack.
Natural.
Can you roll another wisdom save?
Seriously, fuck
we
you.
We all died. I don't know what you're worried about.
It's not us.
Why would you do that?
I can't control what I roll.
26.
26. You're not frightened. Oh, God. Okay, you gotta roll 4d20s.
Who?
His character. 7. Don't 9, so 16. Another 20, so that's 36. And 42 total.
Okay, so you take 42 damage.
Jeez.
What's your health at?
Well, I have 115 minus...
56.
Yeah, 56.
Completely
unfair.
It is now your turn, Geralt. Do you guys want to run through your damages again? What you are? Topher, you were fire.
Fire.
Psychic. I know. Lightning.
Psychic and lightning.
Yeah.
I can't hit fucking 3 targets.
Makes it tough.
You're at 59 health.
What's the problem, guys? I'm gonna fucking die.
Well,
there's literally nothing I can do.
Sure there is.
There's a lot you can do. You're a powerful wizard man.
I can't cast 3 different spells at a time with 3 different effects.
We'll probably roll bad. Do you feel like this is what the USA hockey team thought when they were going against Russia? Was it Russia?
Are you referencing Miracle?
Yeah.
I have a couple of things. Just give me a moment, because trying to fight 3 fucking things at once by myself in close range is absolutely
you're a god.
Insane.
You
it doesn't. It doesn't matter. Though.
You probably should have killed
really
Geralt and left someone else alive.
I think Corey planned to have everyone but one die, maybe. I'm not sure, but I don't think he had, like, planned for the specific member who would survive. So I think it's kind of cool that it was Geralt and then Smarteldor, because they have that special relationship.
I got it.
What do you got?
I cast Prismatic Spray. 8 multicolored rays... of light flash from your hand. Each ray is a different color and has a different power and purpose. Each creature in a 60-foot cone must make a dexterity saving throw. For each target, roll a d8 to determine color ray effect. Fire, acid, lightning, poison, cold.
Oh, that's cool.
That's super cool.
And I have psychic, lightning, fire. So I
can he maybe with essence pick the specific
and
type?
Then target is slowed, target is blinded, and special is roll twice more, rerolling an 8. I'm gonna kill the fire and lightning and leave the psychic.
Okay,
because I don't have psychic damage.
Oh, okay.
All right. Is this instant or do you got to roll to?
No, it was a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, and right.
It's 10d6 plus. So I figure if I add essence, it's just going to kill me.
Yeah, so you kill the 2. You're leaving the psychic, so that's you.
Me!
Okay.
It's
my turn next.
Cool, it is your turn next.
It's my turn
what do you
next.
Do?
I'm going to go after that arm. I saw that other one do it.
Okay.
I'm ripping an arm.
So you're going to grab him. So we'll do a strength contest.
Okay.
So...
he doesn't have to hit AC?
Well, he's kind of like...
Grappling
at you.
Seems like bullshit. Okay.
That's how
it always works, yeah.
17.
You still beat me.
Ooh.
Well, that's...
you got a bad...
rarity for strength.
All right, so
okay.
you push him back, but you have a second attack.
Okay, then I'm going to claw at him.
Okay.
20 to hit.
Oh, thank God. 21. Okay. We're still good.
Oh, so you're...
I'm good.
He didn't get hit.
You didn't hit me.
Why do you have 21?
You cast shield earlier, remember?
Oh, okay, and that stays through. That's not like an instant.
It's that, and then the next round. It's through the round.
Yeah, it's for a full round. Isn't it for a full fight or just a round?
No, it's just a round.
Yeah, I mean, you were the last one in the round.
Yeah.
So an invisible barrier of magic force appears and protects you until the start of your next turn.
Yeah.
So that's me.
Yeah.
So it's still protecting me until... No, I just went. I just went, so you hit me then. All right.
Okay, so yeah.
I don't like situations where I can't win.
11 damage.
No one does.
11 damage? Okay.
I'm just doing it anyway, but I know I'm not going to be able to win.
You've only got me left.
You got 48 health left.
And you know what you have to do to him.
11 damage.
You're at 48.
Mm-hmm. You're at 48 health?
Mm-hmm. He's okay. Bloodied now.
I think how it works.
Oh, don't do it because I'm complaining. I'm just...
No.
I'm just competitive.
I want to fit this in, and I know that this is going to end very soon, so we might as well end it now, because you basically will get him next hit. So he hits you and knocks you back, and you, like, crack your head on a rock, and you take more damage, and you can feel yourself kind of, like, bleeding. And as that happens, you feel your body kind of start to tremble, and a golden fire kind of envelops your body.
Okay.
And you feel yourself kind of start to lift off of the ground. So remember that ability I told you when your health gets low?
Yes.
Yeah. The Heir of Titan.
Okay.
So
yes, I do remember that, but I do remember, and I just want you to know,
yeah,
just so you're aware, you said negative 30.
When you
well, not
under,
negative 30,
yeah,
but
under 30. Yes, I know. That's why I said I'm kind of fluffing with this.
Okay, great.
So you have that, and you riddle through your head. Like, as you do this, you start getting these strange memories of Ivar Steelgrad, of Titan, as you're kind of flipping through these. So you're getting, like, little flashes really fast, and in your head you start, like, going through all these different, like, trying these different spells. So I want you to pick one spell that you're going to cast.
Phantasmal Killer.
Okay, so you cast that, but you also cast a second spell.
Okay.
Normally I would let you choose in this.
Okay.
But as you are going through all these incantations trying to find the right spell, you can also feel your brain kind of like flipping through things that could possibly be. Like you're constructing your own thoughts and spells, and you come across a word. It's not the word.
Okay.
But it is a word, possibly... A word that Titan started with when trying to figure out the most powerful spell on the planet.
Okay.
But you now can use the power word kill spell.
Really?
Yeah. So, I told you before, like, stay away from that spell. Because Titan, I based his big nuke on that spell. And I thought for your character to have that spell, it should be, like, Titan related. Like,
shit.
That's a connection between you two, is you didn't find the word of erasure, but you found
another
one. So, I wanted to put a story to that one. And that you will keep as Geralt. So
it's something that I normally can cast. You're saying I can cast it...
Yes, you were going to cast it once, and I was like, oh, don't do that, hold on to that, because I wanted to make it story-specific because it fit in so well. I thought that would just be another interesting layer to the character. And
gotcha.
So you psychic attack him, and he just crumples to the ground once you speak this word and destroy him. Do you have a word on hand you want it to be?
Huh?
Chuck Norris.
No.
A levitating mattress floats across the scene slowly. You say something, and maybe that's like Geralt.
Ta-da.
You figure out, like, holy crap, I just did that. I wonder what that word is. And that sets Geralt on the path of figuring out what that word is.
Right.
And then you kind of feel this magic kind of leave you, and you feel super injured, and you are back to being alone with really low health in the middle of nowhere. So what is your plan right now? You have this crystal.
Okay, I have the crystal. Fuck me. Okay, so Smarldor said that he had to go, and he answered when I asked.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he would be back, but I feel like it's not time to call on him yet. So,
here are some options for you. You can try to find other gods. You can try on your own to locate this the next crystal, or you can try to... Well, that's really, I guess, your only options.
Yeah. I mean, I can use Essence, but how far will Essence get me in the, like, research of the crystal?
Not very far. What
can I do with it? What?
It doesn't do anything except when it's all together, it unlocks the prison that Risen's in.
Gotcha. So it's something that I know
that...
Okay. So,
it doesn't have any sort of magical ability.
And I don't know even what direction we're to go, really.
No. So, do you want to wander? You can wander, and then I'll have you do a roll.
Because I'm at such a loss here. Give me the options. What do you think my options are?
Wander around and try to find the crystal. Or you can wander around and try to find Ascendant or Gods.
I feel like help is probably the better option.
Okay.
Because if that crystal is in another elder, then I'm not going to be able to do it by myself.
Okay, go ahead and roll a d20.
Okay. Oh, fuck me. I hope it's good. It is an 8 plus anything?
An 8. Nope, we're just going straight d20 rolls. You rolled an 8, and you are wandering looking for gods for an equivalent of 8 days.
Okay.
In the plane of the gods and find nothing. You are still alone. What do you want to do? Do you want to keep going? Keep looking?
Yes.
Roll a d20 again.
It rolled up on my thing. Okay, that's 14.
You have now traveled 14 weeks.
Oh, shit.
Without finding anyone, you are alone walking around. At this point, 14 weeks, I feel like you're kind of like, ugh. Mm-hmm.
Geralt's determined.
Yeah, so go ahead and roll another d20.
There's no way he would give up.
Yeah.
I don't care if it took... 18 years.
18 years pass, and you are still wandering around the plane of the gods looking for any ascendant or at this point even crystals, and you are still finding nothing. What do you do?
He's too determined.
Roll a d20.
18 again.
18 again. You travel for 180 years. Looking for something, and you find nothing. At this point, I'm not sure how Genasi, whatever you... whatever region you're
right.
from.
Age.
You start... You're aging. I don't know how old they get, but you're getting older.
I actually don't know either, but I think it's similar to... Yeah, I would say the lifespan is like 250-ish.
Yeah.
So we're nearing.
Yeah.
We're nearing that. Because he's in his late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah.
So
you are continuing to look. What do you do?
I haven't called on Smarldor in a while. I think I do that.
Okay. You do that and you get nothing.
For 180 years.
You have spent 180 years alone with no friends. No school. Who knows what's happened down below? You could have been forgotten.
I feel like Carol. Time is different in the plane of the gods. I think it's like an inherent thing that he knows. Like, yes, this is happening up here, but the world is still working in time. And this is what I think. I don't think that those things are mutually exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
I think that time is passing differently there.
Yeah.
I think that he will... he's stubborn.
He's going to keep looking?
He's going to keep looking.
All right. Go ahead and roll a d20.
It's a 9.
Nine. Okay. So, this is the choice I'm giving you. You can either take your own life, or keep looking until you literally collapse and die.
Keep looking until I die.
Okay. So you collapse, and you are even, like, crawling now as old age has weakened your bones, and you are giving everything you can to find answers and figure things out, and you finally lay down, and with a last gasp, you close your eyes. And it's in that moment that you see the Elder Dream Eater collapse into the obsidian rock, and Oyarsa has her hand on her shoulder right after she says, "So what do you think we should do?" And then it just collapses, and Oyarsa kind of like looks around and is like, "What did you just do?"
I just wandered around for 200 years looking for you. Died. You all died. I've been lost for 200 like, years. Oh,
what are you talking
God.
About?
Okay, I'm alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing just died. Like what?
Yeah, I think maybe it affected me in some way. Maybe, probably it affected me in some way. I didn't kill it though. Why would it affect me?
Do you tell her everything that happened?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're all obviously standing there too, facing this thing, and you kind of tell the whole story. What are your guys' reactions?
Garrow, what are you talking about?
I just told you you all died, and I relay like I've created the barrier. I did the thing.
Garrow,
I did,
just take a deep breath. I think
I think
you had a bad dream or a vision or something.
It's
We're
not
fine.
Like I'm tripping over here. Like seriously. You all died.
But I
wandered around
listen,
for 200 years
I
trying
think
to
maybe you
to,
are tripping.
To save you. I don't want to lose you guys.
I don't think it was real, Geralt. Take a deep breath.
Oyarsa is kind of like thinking, and she goes, "I think River's right. I mean, these creatures, they're dream eaters. They live on fear. I think it connected sight with you, and it fed you a nightmare." And
that's the worst one I've ever had. I'll
and she's like, and
much.
"I don't know how, but I'm assuming because of what you chose to do, and just persevered and didn't give up, you beat it. Like that sounds like a dream specifically structured to break you, and that puts a lot of things in perspective. I told you, I saw you completely alone with no school, no friends."
That's true. Alright, well, fuck, guys. I need a minute.
And Oyarsa's like, "Okay, why don't you relax and rest? Now we need to figure out where this crystal is."
You have any idea where we might find the crystal?
Yeah, it's in his neck. You gotta cut the neck open. Don't go towards the tail.
Okay. And you guys walk over to it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the thing's totally fucking dead. So what do you do?
Cut its head off.
Alright. Roll a sleight of hand.
Topher wants to reach for the crystal. Topher is excited to reach his hands into the dead body.
Seven.
Okay, Erebus so accidentally wandered around to
I'm
its
like,
ass.
I'm like diving in it. Like, I come back out like, I didn't fucking find anything. It's dark as shit in there.
And smelling.
I'm just like covered in this black tar.
That would have been a good time for Empire Strikes Back joke.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside. Yeah, so you're like digging through like the nickel and... And you're just covered in tar, and you're like, "I can't find it in there." And are you looking to
yeah,
go
yeah.
ahead and roll?
13 plus sleight of hand is 18.
Okay, so he's like checking in the part of the neck that's connected to the body. And Toby, you just kind of look over at the head and reach a hand in, and you pull the crystal out.
Are you serious? I was like waist deep in that fucking thing, and I wasn't even in the right part
you're
of it.
You're on the wrong side, yeah.
Eradicate.
Mm-mm.
No?
Who has the bag of holding?
Nope.
I do.
I put it in the bag of holding.
Okay.
I look at it.
Oyarsa kind of looks at the crystal and looks at all of you guys and sees Geralt kind of like recuperating, and she's like, "Well, I think we know what we're in for."
No kidding.
And she takes her sword and makes it disappear, and she just kind of goes...
I go. I make mine disappear too.
And she just kind of goes, well, part two.
I'm sorry that I get so competitive.
No, it's
that's what I was like, I got you, man.
But fuck you guys.
It was consistent with
I'm
your character that he was
we're
like,
not fighting
like
you.
Upset and frustrated by.
The, I always do that because
I mean, if it was Arabic fighting, you'd be fucked. So
yeah, that's a good joke.
I'd love to roll that out one of these days.
I don't think you could win. I would. That would be fun.
I'll tell you what. That'd I can hit you once and zero you.
You cannot do that.
Yeah,
no,
I
know. No.
Guys, well,
okay. What are the parameters and rules? Because no. I'm serious. Because if you can use your fucking amulet, then the game's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. But you have to hit me.
You have, which shouldn't be an issue. I have a +11 to my sword.
No, that's true.
So as long as I roll
yeah,
11
but,
or higher.
That's true, but I have +5. Let's just say I have +5 to AC.
11 okay. or higher. That puts me at 22.
Uh-huh. So I'm at 21.
Yeah.
Okay.